Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for June 9th, 2020. I'm your host today, Sean Allen. With us, we have Sylvan Klebsch. We say hello.
Hello.
We have Joe of Much Greatness over in Greenspace. Joe, say hello.
Joe, whose last name Sean forgot. Yep.
I know your last name. We also have Theo. Theo, say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Here's Robert Johnson again. Hello, Robert Johnson. Oh, do you have a mic today? Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, excellent. How you doing?
Welcome. And you see, Joe, I did not forget your name. It's more like I said Sylvan's full name when I wasn't really intending to. It just, you know, kind of was trying to back my way out of having to do everybody's last name. Oh, Robert's gone. Oh, all right. Okay. As I already apologized for at the beginning, I'm not completely with it today. A lot going on, blah, 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 et cetera, and all of that. Let's see. Let's start over here in the RFC's repo, shall we? Is this a new one? Joe, no, it's not. Okay, we discussed both of those so far. So we have a new RFC opened by Richard Kallos. It's 175, add log level argument to log formatter apply. This is not completely the RFC that I would want to see, and I've asked for a bit of a change.
That makes sense.
But yes, we ran into this with Corral and trying to use the logger and just like, oh, well, wait, hold on. It would be what I'm hoping to get Richard to update it to. Would be a breaking change, but it would be an awfully minor breaking change.
I'm not even sure it has to be a breaking change, does it? Why not put the log level at the end and give it a default argument?
Oh my God, no! Why would I do what's the default argument? The issue is it's supposed to be that it's passing this in so that you can use so that the log level could then be printed out. Like I feel like having a default argument means that, well, it just seems like a way to have bugs. Like, what's...
Yeah?
It just seems like a bug hiding thing in order to avoid what is a tiny breaking change when we make lots of breaking changes.
No, I'm not against breaking changes, please. Yes. My goodness.
I mean, yes, it could be a non-breaking change. I think it should be a breaking change so that we don't have a so that it's not putting in a default, so that we don't potentially hide bugs later on in the future.
Yeah, I would agree, mainly because aesthetically, I'm not a big fan of having the log level at the end. It seems like something that should be at the front.
It should be quite long at the front.
And even go off the line.
I agree. It should be at the front. I think that's another nice argument in its favor.
I mean, another option, of course, is to change it to be, instead of apply, to have the log level encoded in the method name so that there is a .info.warn.error. I'm sorry, I don't actually remember exactly the log level, so I might have those wrong.
So this is at this point giving it to the formatter so that the formatter has it available, right? Okay. Should you be at a level where it would not be logged, that's already handled beforehand because the logger is an actor, right?
And so we're just late on that. That's fine.
Yes, and so you would only ever get the ones over there. But if you'd said, I want like info and up, then you would have no idea which one it is, right, when it's coming in. And the thing is that the logger actually knows, when it comes in. It's just not passing it to the formatter.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Which was an oversight on my part when I wrote this stuff. Because I didn't think about the fact that lots of people like to have like the level put in, you know? This is probably from my sort of dislike for unstructured logging that I didn't really think about it when I wrote an unstructured logger. my bad.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, I'm looking at this now. I see what you mean. Because it's pulling up the source loc and the arbitrary string and handling it from there. And it's all sort of fine, except that it isn't because, yep.
Theo, what about you?
I'm all for it. Of course, I never use this particular package in the standard library. I actually completely forgot that it existed, and I was kind of confused about this RFC for a bit. So I can't say I have a strong opinion about it either way, but it seems very reasonable to me.
Yeah, you just signed on to be in favor of it. That's what I'm going to put in the comment.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of it. I mean, I'm just looking at this point. Yeah.
Boom. Oakley Doakley. Oakley Doakley.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
Cool. Let's see. Hey, Andy, you did join. Howdy. Oh, I like your new icon.
Howdy. Yeah, I decided I needed something slightly more professional than the horse playing a saxophone. Business meetings.
Okay. I'm looking at this. I don't see how it's any more professional. But,
okay. There's no saxophone.
Can we agree that it's not less professional at least?
I agree on that. For people who can't see, it's a sort of a hand-drawn cat.
It is literally a hand-drawn cat.
Well, it's sort of, because you can't really call that a cat, but...
Ouch. Wow! Escalated quickly.
Didn't realize this was the art criticism call.
This is art crawl, man. This is art crawl.
Okay. All right.
I mean, why not the goat with the...
The goat with the tie on it?
I mean, that seems very professional to me, because it has a tie.
Because it does have a tie.
I still have that goat.
You have that?
Well, I might have its brother goat.
You may have a goat. Yeah, I feel like that goat was lost in the incident.
Okay. Anyway. So we have no new Pony C ones beyond the one from last week where Joe split. Those things up. Let's see. Corral. Oh. Hey, here's a fun one. All right. This is not actually an issue that's been created yet on anything, but this would be a good one to discuss. So let's take applications like Corral or Pony Up or whatever, that want to print a version, right?
Yes.
So at the moment, what we have is in the make file, there's a version.pony.in file, which exists in the source tree, which said is run on when it comes time to build, which creates a version.pony, which is actually compiled in, where a special string inside the inside in a special string inside the class is then swapped out for the actual version that would be used. This is kind of horrid in a lot of ways. It's at least in part horrid. I'm bringing this up because I realized when I was working on Corral the other day that it basically does a number of in-tree build type things, which is kind of horrid unto itself.
So
it does the version thing, which I think counts as an in-tree build type thing, right? It's more problematic than the other. And I also opened issue on the Corral repo, number 135, which is that there is test data, which is in the tree, right? And tests run across that test data, like actual Corral tests. And in those cases, then it might update and actually change like a lock.json, which is also exists in there, which is kind of problematic unto itself, right? Entry build and not the best thing in the world. But
can I?
Yes.
I want to make sure I'm thinking the right thing.
Okay.
This is something the compiler is doing to come up with the version of the compiler to make the version.
The version of the application.
Okay. So this isn't about exposing something like the equivalent of platform.pony or anything like that. This is about, sorry, go ahead.
This is about like, there is a version, there's a file called version, where the version is kept track of for the application. Okay. And then when it gets slotted into there, that version file is also used in other places as well, right? For various other things as part of release and everything else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the version.pony.in is kind of janky. And we sort of said, well, this kind of works like 18 months ago and that we would revisit, and we never revisited. So given that I started thinking about in-tree builds and how awful they are the other day, this came up again in my mind.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. So, one of the things that I don't like about automatically picking something up, as opposed to running a pre-processing step that is not your build, right? It's a separate mm-hmm. thing.
Yep.
Is you get into these problems like it's source code, right? So in some sense, you're going to be processing something in order to insert it if you want to do something other than edit your source code. One thing you can do is say, oh, well, then the right target is to actually edit your source code and say you build a pony module, version.pony, you edit that directly, you give it a main actor such that if you run it, it just prints the version number on standard out. And then that's the thing that or something that's even like, you know, major equals, minor equals, patch equals, whatever is appropriate to the application. And then other things that want the version number then go post build in order to extract the version number. But that's janky too, because now you have something that has to be built in before other things build. And okay, in some sense, Make does that for you, right? It's got your dependency targets and stuff like that. But it does get a little awkward.
And we are one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up is because one of the things we had discussed previously was moving Corral over the course of time towards being more of a cargo type thing where it is also it handles the dependencies, the build, et cetera, and everything. So I thought it'd be good to like bring it up, particularly in that light.
Yeah.
So the way that I would be tempted to look at this problem is something along the lines of, we have --define parameter that you can pass to Pony C that currently allows you to basically, like, you can give a, yeah, basically the equivalent of like C ifdef, processing, right? Where you could say, all right, I'm going to enable this code path by passing this define flag to Pony C when I build, and that enables that code path. It's kind of like a Boolean true or false. Either that define is present or it is not. We could, think about adding some kind of concept where the define could have a value as opposed to only being present or not, or some similar mechanism that has a value alongside the define. But so where you're anything that needs to reference the version number from within Pony land would use that sort of compile time constant that was passed in as a like required flag or possibly required or optional if you have a fallback value. I don't know how you wanted to design that, but you pass it in as a flag when you build. That populates it in as the value into the source code at compile time, and the whatever is calling Pony C, whatever is invoking it, would need to be responsible for invoking it with the proper value.
Yeah.
The very first time that I went to do a version thing in Pony, that's what I tried to do before I remembered that it's like defines are not strings.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I was both like, I'm bummed that I can't do this in this nice simple fashion, and I'm also kind of really happy based on how often defines being like string or basically kind of untyped sort of thing, string, whatever you want to call it, and see how many times that's gotten me into trouble. Seeing how that's basically sort of a that's one more step towards something that's like the C preprocessor in some ways. Would it be reasonable to say that if we had a macro system that you would do this using a macro?
Well, but you wouldn't, because you're not passing it in from the command line, passing in the version in from the command line.
I see. Even with macros, you wouldn't be able to. Right. Yes.
Wait, what kind of macro are we talking about? What do we mean when we say macros here?
Excellent question. That's always a good question. The answer is the imaginary macro system that we might someday have. It wouldn't be able to handle this because there's nothing you would be passing in. You'd still need something like Joe's proposal of a define, which we could make a typed define, right? You could even say, oh, it's either Boolean if it's got nothing on it, or you can say it's a string and make it a string, or you can say it's a U64 and give it value. There's all kinds of stuff we could do there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we should, but maybe we should. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. That's why I said I was tempted to approach it that way, but not necessarily that I was advocating for it directly.
Something to think about is that it would also, having something like that would simplify the handling of SSL and how that gets done.
I knew this had come up before, and I think that was maybe what I was thinking of. Yeah.
How would it simplify the SSL stuff?
Well, it would simplify the what goes on in the make files with having the SSL that is given to us by the user, which is like 1.1.x or whatever, and then that gets transformed in the make file into what actually gets passed to the compiler as a define switch, which is something that is not as user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So just being able to say, it's being able to actually have the user give you the SSL version string rather than having to do some further processing in the make.
Well, we didn't technically have to. We could have gone through and renamed all of those things that are in the source code to be something different for the SSL, I guess. Right.
Okay.
We could have.
I'm trying to remember the places that actually use this stuff.
this stuff being defines in general, or?
Yeah. So, for example, I know capsicum, the capsicum package does, right? If you define capsicum on Linux, so it's essentially you always get it on FreeBSD, but if you define it on Linux and you've got libcapsicum installed, bang, you've got a capsicum enabled program, a pony program, but if you use the package.
Most of it is platform dependent stuff, like if Windows, if Mac OS, you know.
No, yeah, I meant specifically the define, where it's not stuff that's in platform. So mm-hmm. Capsicum actually has a flag, capsicum, that it you know, if you if you pass it, bang, you get capsicum on
SSL version for the net SSL package.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking right now.
As Theo brought up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it was typed, you could do things like say, well, I'm going to define major, minor, and patch. They're going to be, you know, U32s, and, you know, I can assemble a string out of it, but I want something that's, you know, already available at that granularity. It's tempting. It's also horrible, right? We all know it's horrible.
Yes. But the problem is that every solution to this sort of problem is horrible.
Yeah.
Right. Because either you give it to the compiler or you do it through something like a makefile. And then you have stubs that you're filling into source code.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas, yeah, with this, you can even have fun things like say, well, the way my build works is it gets the most recent Git tag and uses that as the version number, done, because I set it up that way. And that's not such a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, with what Corral does, technically, it could do that as part of it, right? Because, yeah, it's controlled from the makefile.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
another option to keep in mind as sort of a maybe middle ground, it just kind of came to me, is I don't know if this is better or worse, but the idea of being able to specify a, like, I want to say pony source code on the command line.
Oh, so, my Lord.
Yeah, you have an argument where you're like, you know, here's an extra source file for compilation. The source file contains, you know, primitive version, you know, fun string, etc. Just throwing it out there.
Christ, when I crudge.
I'm trying to figure out what this means.
Well, so just the idea being that, like, rather than having to generate, like, the pony source code from the .in file, you're like you're not generating a new pony source file. You're generating a string that the pony compiler would treat as a source file.
Okay. Yeah, and then you get all kinds of fun, like, what package is that in?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be the root package if you want sanity.
Yeah.
Let's say we did the thing where you can pass the version as, you know, as some type of define on the command line, right? Yeah. What does that look like for where it's going to be used in the source code? I mean, if I pass in a thing that says version, it can't just be any place in the source code where the word version exists gets swapped out.
It goes.
It's like a new keyword, probably.
I don't think we want to. Keyword, I don't think that's gonna, well, off the top of my head, I wouldn't do it that way.
I think it would be like placed in env or something.
No, I definitely wouldn't do it in env, because you want this stuff to be well typed enough such that if you're relying on something being set, you have type information about whether it's set or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is I would do something that's analogous to platform, but the methods on it are, in fact, there are no methods on it. But then when you define things, and in some sense, we would then move custom defines into this as they exist right now into this as well. When you define these things, you get methods with the correct name and the correct type that return the correct value. And in some sense, that's, you know, just like platform is full of compile intrinsics, right? I think it's all compile intrinsics except a couple that are just combos of compile intrinsics. You would get your defines and you can say, okay, there's a built-in primitive define, and I can call define dot major version, and I can expect a bool, because I know that when I build my program, I define major version to be a bool, because apparently I have only two major versions. Does that make sense?
So yeah. It does make sense. I was thinking of kind of a similar version just because I threw out keyword because I thought that was going to be like the pony way to do it, just the way we have like if, def, and et cetera. But the way that I would probably do it would be something like what you just said, except for being able to target the specific type that I want to define it upon. So you could do like, you know, define version dot apply on your command line. So you say like, you know, like dash dash def string capital version dot apply, and then the value that you wanted there.
So the reason I would prefer to do it in a single place is that then it goes in built in, and now it's universally available. Whereas if we go down this route, then it's really only going to be available in your root package.
Is it better to be universally available? I mean, if like sort of by definition, none of the other packages, unless they have a dependency on your root package, like none of the other packages should be relying on such a value.
Well, Capsicum and SSL already do rely on such values.
Yes.
And this would give them a way to rely on such values that was consistent with the way your root package did.
Yeah, but so what we end up with is like you for SSL and Capsicum, you end up putting like this is kind of a weird namespacing issue. So if there's one common primitive that all these get defined on, and you have like, you know, basically what you end up is with like SSL version as a name on there that is uh-huh. given to, you know, that SSL takes up, and Capsicum version as a function on that same primitive. And it's kind of strange because the stuff that's specific to this package is not, those packages not getting defined in those packages. It's being defined in this like global namespace in which, I don't know, we talked in the past about like wanting to be able to support, that's not a great example of what I was about to say, but it does seem weird to me that like, that those can't be namespaced and like safely like tucked away in their appropriate package. Because you might have collisions where you didn't expect them. Like somebody, I don't know, somebody implements like an alternative SSL library or something. So it's almost like your defines should be scoped to the package and the type where you expect them to go. So that you can actually have these coexisting without like my package globally uses this name and expects it to be there. So nobody really else can ever use that.
Right. So it really depends on whether, so a drop-in replacement SSL library is an excellent example, because a drop-in SSL replacement library, what you want to do is in fact, sometimes try to use the exact same SSL version that the original library used. So you can alter your behavior to match the semantics. So anything where you would have, or if maybe you're using two packages and much like current platform and you want to say, well, you know, is this, you know, OpenBSD, Maybe you have something that's common amongst those. So for example, one thing you can imagine is if we started saying, oh, well, you know, we expect internationalization to work in this common way. And what you do is you define your target language. Now, okay, in reality, you want internationalization to be dynamic. So this is a terrible example. But stuff like that where you're saying, okay, this is a value that does, in fact, influence multiple packages. I'm a little bit worried about saying, oh, well, I want to inject defines into that package separately from this package over there. Maybe it's just because I'm too used to stupid C and C++ compilation and that this is a good idea, not a bad idea. I'm not sure.
So let's say we do have some package. I mean, we can use internationalization, even if it's not a great example. It would just not think it through that far.
sounds good.
Let's say you do have this like kind of standard that defines that, and then other packages are like relying on that function to be there, or they will not like type check correctly, right? So shouldn't they have a dependency on that package, and shouldn't the package be the place where that interface is defined?
I'm not so sure, right? It just might be packages that have a cross-cutting concern, but don't rely on the same code, right?
I have a monkey wrench.
Excellent.
I have a monkey wrench. Okay. So the first statement is, and I'm going to get buy into this because it's something we've talked about before, right? So transitive dependencies for packages that I happen to be using, right? We've previously said in the past that we would like to avoid the thing that happens as the default, for example, in the JVM, although there are ways around this, where let's say that there's a common logging library, right? I'm going to use a logging library, where all of my packages need to be using different versions of the same logging library included like in my application, right? And we've said that we want to be able to allow that for Pony stuff, right? Oh, yeah. Where they can be versioned where I want to use package A and B. Package A and B both use C, but they use different versions of C. I should still be able to use the version of A and B that I want to. Unless maybe I'm doing something where it's like SSL and it's trying to load two shared libraries and there's a giant mess or whatever, but leaving sure, that.
That has to do with working with legacy code. We want it to work with Pony code.
Right. So now then, if C has a define which needs to be set as part of its compilation, then A and B would both need to set this, right? But A and B might perhaps have different ones that need to be set, right? Where like the way right now where NetSSL, for example, with the SSL one, is doing it in order to select basically which API from this thing to use. Would that come up as a problem with pure Pony code or no? Like depending on how defines go.
I kind of think it would, and that's why I was suggesting having them scoped by a package. In this case, you'd have to have them scoped by the unique instance of the package, which gets into package manager like unique paths and that sort of stuff as well.
I guess it also at least depends partially on what we want to technically allow people to do with defines, which I don't think we've ever really fully talked through. Like we use defines with the SSL one because it's wrapping C code so that Pony code, you can have one Pony library and be able to and have it work with multiple different versions of a C library as it changes or whatever. And that seems like a reasonable use of define. Is it something where we'd want to allow it where somebody could be versioning their actual pure Pony library so that it's like you give it, it defaults to version 3 of their thing, but you can also turn on with a define to be using version 2 or version 1 instead.
What would it mean to turn on a different version of a pure Pony, code library?
Well, you'd have to have all of the fields would still have to be shared the same, right? But whatever the public API is, would somehow. Yeah, I don't know if you could really actually do that, because you'd probably need to change the method signatures, and that's not something that Define will let you do.
Yeah, so it makes me think that these two things that we've been treating as maybe different aspects of the same problem to be solved with Define, they may actually be very different problems. Like, right, with the OpenSSL, for example, you're trying to select, or the Capsicum example, you're trying to select, like, either which version is active or whether it should be active or not. And so this is like kind of a, from the root program perspective, you're trying to, you know, configure the behavior of these libraries. Whereas with the original example we were talking about with like Corral version, it's like, this is an intrinsic property of the library that you want to be easily, I was about to say introspected, but more like extrospected. easily examined like from the outside, and that makes me think it's just maybe just a different problem.
I understand what you're saying, and I kind of agree with you. Like, the more I think about it, it's like an awful lot of stuff that would be jamming an awful lot of stuff into a Define, and the more that you jam different things into one thing, the more likely you are to have weird and unexpected behaviors start popping up, and people to start depending upon affordances that are there that you didn't realize were there and that you might want to change in the future.
Yeah, especially something that's rather rarely used, or not used for very many different kinds of things, but it could be used for many things. You get people using it for things like, oh, wow, you could do that, but I didn't expect that. And that's kind of it. So here's a different approach to the original problem, more along the lines of what Sylvan was originally suggesting. You know, when Sylvan said, like, okay, you have a main.pony alongside your version, like, subdirectory, like, inside your version subdirectory, the main.pony has a main actor, and when you run the main actor, it prints the version, and then you use that to get the version, you know, from the make file. And so, just like a slight twist on that makes it a little bit less hacky is to say, well, in the Mare compiler I've been working on, you can evaluate like a string rather than like compiling a program directory. And what it does is just it inserts the contents of that string into like a main actor. So you have like the end there that you can use. So basically with that string, you could call basically what I'm suggesting is something along the lines of like pony c dash e env.out.print version, or this should be actually, you need to require the library, wouldn't you? Or no, because you're in that directory. That's an interesting question. But basically, somehow easily getting that value extracted out from pony using pony c, but keeping the value maintained in the source code. Just making it easier and less hacky to extract it from the makefile perspective. I don't know if that is actually less hacky than Sylvan's solution or not. It kind of feels like it to me, but it may be wrong. Maybe not less hacky anyway. Basically a way to invoke Pony and say, give me the value of running this function. And it compiles a small program that runs the function and prints the value.
Yeah, totally.
I don't like any of the options so far. But I think we said at the beginning they were all awful.
We did. I'm particularly finding anything that I proposed worse and worse the more I think about it.
Here's something I'm wondering, is if this would be, if we say that Corral is going to be the build thing for Pony, then I think it's going to grow into that. Then I think it would be reasonable to also spend some time thinking about this problem from the standpoint of what are build and build environment specific things that Corral could do, and perhaps Corral has a special relationship in some way with how it interacts with the Pony compiler. I don't really know what that means, right? But if it if it doesn't have to work with a bunch of different tools, but it's just, hey, there's Corral and there's Pony C, it might change the options that are available.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I haven't the slightest idea what special relationship actually means, other than, well, yeah, there could be some sort of, I don't know, like, oh God.
It's okay, as it is the UK Parliament, so.
I'm gonna say special relationship again, and there we go. No. But I think
I'm starting to like the idea of moving this into the build system rather than the compiler.
And to be clear, we're talking about solving the problem like with like the version of a package rather than solving the problem of like directing a package to use a different version, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then that's a queryable thing, right? There's some approach to defining the version of a package. You define it. It's somehow also queryable from that package. Yeah, I don't know.
There is some channel, some mechanism of communicating between, you know, this information, and Corral will do this. The build system does it on setup, so it's not just manipulating a text file, and this is available to the compiler in some type of fashion. It's not like, yeah.
Yep.
I think it would probably be similar to what I suggested earlier. Well, I mean, I suggested a lot, but one of the was like, tell the Pony C, hey, I have this, pretend that this content exists in a file at this path when you're compiling. Pretend that for me without me having to create the file.
And then you create
within that version, apply.
I think it could be something like that, yeah. We'd have to figure that out as we move forward with build stuff. I just said stuff. I should therefore be beaten.
It's all right. You didn't say MISC or util, so you know.
MISC or util. Oh God, util. God. Oh util. Oh util. I've created so many util packages that I'm gonna rot, and I'm never. Util's probably not deserving of going to hell, but I'm going to be in purgatory for a very long time. I put enough things into util packages.
And your purgatory experience will be just trying to use util packages that other developers have created while they try to use yours.
Where's the logging stuff? Why can't I find it? Oh, it's in util. Why isn't it in something called like log or logging? There's also helpers.
Oh, God.
The worst part is I've created all of these things because I often don't have a better idea.
I'm immediately thinking
or just make test helper. Make it primitive. You've got promise and promises, right?
I've gotten better at this now that I name things that I can't figure out what to name them. Free candy. Nobody will let me commit that to a code base.
I would let you, Sean.
Somebody actually missed that during a code review once, and I forgot it was in there. And then it was found like a year later.
Oh, no.
Somebody found the free candy class. Was that you, Andy, who found the free candy class?
I feel like I've run across them. I mean, I've definitely seen them in your like prototype code. I feel like it was somebody else, though. I feel like it was Joe or John or somebody. Anyway.
Well,
where are we at? We got no answer to this one, just more questions.
Yeah, but I think this is a really good discussion. It, in some sense, it sort of highlights to me the quite complicated relationship between a compiler, a build system, and a package manager. And I think the Pony compiler does a pretty adequate job of being a compiler and a build system. and a completely inadequate job of being a package manager, which is fine because we never built it to do that. And it almost feels like what Sean was saying about, you know, tighten that link is sort of make Corel a part of the core tool chain and just say, you know what, okay, it's a separate program, but in some sense, we can move the build system and compiler functions into Corel rather than the other way around by using Pony C as a tool. And say that's really, there's just maybe not a way out of making that one lump, that there's just too much interdependence, right? It's like circular dependencies in packages. If you have a circular dependency in a package, what you have is one package. And maybe that's exactly what we have in terms of a build system, a compiler, and a package manager.
So this reminds me of something. This reminds me of, where is that thing? Yes. Wait, hold on. Guiding principles, inherent build system, no separate applications required to build, to configure or build. A guiding principle for Pony, which we have never really lived up to. Well, but it is listed as a guiding principle.
It's like Sylvan said, it was never, package management is not the same as building, but it is very related and possibly should have been included, but it's like, you know, I think that the guiding principle was like achieved in terms of what it was set out to do, just did not, maybe should have included
I just don't think it was sufficient. I think it was necessary, but not sufficient. And I think that package management is more first class than we thought it was. And maybe that's the issue. I don't know.
So I would say this, we're almost at the end here, but for whatever the actual implementation and everything would look like, but spend a little bit of time of imagining if there was just one thing which did package management and was the build and the compile and everything else, right? All of the stuff that we do right now with like make Corel and Pony C. What if they were all one thing? This doesn't actually necessarily mean one binary. It could be like people think of Git as one thing when it's actually a bunch of like scripts behind, you know, one little fronting script, right?
Like cargo for Rust, where everyone interacts with the Rust compiler through cargo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the tools are just built that way. And then the things that are behind whatever the facade is can have a quote unquote special relationship in some type of way.
Yeah, I think that from my perspective, that's reasonable. Like as long as it's done well. And the other thing is that as long as it's reasonably flexible for the stuff that people want to do, like I wouldn't want to tightly couple the tools and then like be locking out a bunch of legitimate use cases in doing so. So it takes some careful design to make sure that we're really hitting the important use cases and not locking out, not getting too opinionated where it's not necessary to be.
Yeah.
But there could be a pony, the command could be pony, right? And you do pony fetch, you do pony compile, pony this, pony that, and they direct it at different tools it directs stuff at different tools that are behind the scenes perhaps, right? And there is some cross information that is somehow kept or who knows, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, in the work that I've been doing so far on the Mare compiler, I've leaned more toward just like, okay, let's just kind of put it all in one binary. I haven't done anything related to package management for the record, but like things like the language server is another example, right? Where it's so tied into the compiler internals to run a language server that creating an interchange between those two or like duplicating major parts of the compiler is just not a great idea. So having it tied in the same binary kind of makes sense, at least in that case. But in Pony C land, I wouldn't want it to have all of our package management stuff, for example, necessarily be written in C. That's kind of where it gets scary from that point. So I think that what you're saying definitely makes a lot of sense to me. Like one, you have the Pony script or binary that fronts for other ones, and Pony up gives you the Pony front end as well as the other stuff that you need in the back end.
Not really.
I have a hard stop because somewhat unsurprisingly, I have to go to another meeting. Is there any stuff we want to squeeze into 5 minutes?
I have nothing for right now. Anybody else? I'll take that as a no.
Okay.
All right. Well then. Thank you everyone for coming. We certainly have stuff to think about. I'll say on this one, I think that you know, I say we don't change anything now, but as we start to push stuff into more and more stuff into Corral, I think we can start to figure out what the relationship is supposed to look like and how things are supposed to be and eventually start crafting stuff around it. That would be my take is, you know, the hey, it's you know, for even though it's a horribly overused word, let's iterate through it because I certainly don't know what correct looks like in this case. Not even vaguely close at this point. All right, everyone. Thanks for coming and have a good day.
See ya.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait, I did a thing. Hold on. Wait.